And the pasuk continues, Shvi. The pasuk is now going to discuss the Mizbeach HaKetores, which is also known as the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the Mizbeach that was inside the Oel Moed, or the Mizbeach HaZohov, the golden Mizbeach. And the question arises, why this Keli, this Mizbeach, was not mentioned with all the other Kelim in the Mishkan in Parshas Truma? Why was this separated? The Meshech Chochma gives the Teretz, because all the other Kelim were Li'ikuva, which means, if one did not have the Oren, then there was no purpose for the Luchos. If there was no Mizbeach and Achoshes, then they did not bring an Oilas Tamid. If there were no Begadim, then the Kohen could not do the Avodah. Without a Shulchan, there was no Lechem Haponim. Without a Menorah, there was no Neres. But concerning the Mizbeach HaKetores, even if you did not have the Mizbeach, you were still able to bring the Keteres. Like the Gemara says in Zvochim, in the name of Rav, the Mizbeach Shenekar Maktirin Keteres Bimkoimoi. Even though there was no Mizbeach, they still were Makriv and Maktir the Keteres. And that is why the Mizbeach HaKetores was placed separately in a separate parsha to tell you that it is different than all the other Kalim, because the other Kalim were the Ikuva, and this Mizbeach was only Le Mitzvah. It was a Mitzvah to place the Keteres on the Mizbeach HaKeteres, but when there was no Mizbeach HaKeteres, they still brought a Keteres. That is the Teres of the Meshech Chochma. For other Terutzim, you can look at the Gra, the Sefornu, the Nachal Kidumim from the Chidah, and also B'Sefer Tzror Hamor, who discusses this question. And the pasuk says, V'asisa Mizbeach Mikdar Keteres, and you shall make a Mizbeach for the purpose of being makter and smoking on it keteres, spices, ate shitim tasa oisai, it shall be made of cedar wood. Amo urkoi v'amo rochboi, it shall be an amo by an amo. Ravua yia, it shall be squared. V'amosayim koi mosai, and the height should be two amos. Mimenu karnoisov, its corners, its horns, shall be made together with the rest of it. Do not make the mizbeach separately and then glue on these kronos, these horns, these corners, but rather in one making, in one maisa asiya, the karnoisav shall be made with the mizbeach haketores. And we said a similar idea by the mizbeach ha'ola, the mizbeach hanachoshes, the outside mizbeach and parshas truma. There also mimenu yia karnoisav, and also a similar idea of miksha was said by the menorah and by the kruvim, where it was made out of one piece of gold and not added on later. So too over here, it was made out of one piece and not added on afterwards. Vitzipisa oisei zov Torah, and you shall cover the mizbeach with pure gold. Es gagoi, its roof, ves kiroisov, and its walls, saviv, around it, ves karnoisov, and its horns, vasisa loizer zov saviv, and you shall make a golden crown around the mizbeach Hazov, the golden Mizbeach. And this was a simon for Keser Kahuna. Why was this Mizbeach chosen as being the crown of Kahuna? Because the Keteres was the most important, the most chashuv of all the Avodos. And therefore, it makes sense to represent the Kahuna with the Mizbeach HaKeteres. Ushtei tabai zov, and two golden rings tasaloi. You shall make for it mitachas lezerei, underneath the crown. Al shtei tzaloi zov, on its two corners. Tase al shnei tzidov. You shall make it on its two sides, which means on the two corners, one diagonally opposite the other. V'haya levatim levadim, and these tabois, these rings, will be houses for the poles, lases oisei bohema, to carry the mizbeach with these poles. V'asisos abadim atei shitim, and you shall make the poles out of cedar wood, v'tzipisa oisam zov, and cover them with gold. V'nosata oisei lefnei aparoiches, and you shall place the mizbeach in front of the paroiches, which means in the oil ma'id, outside the paroiches, asher al orin ho'edus, which is before the orin, lifnei ha'kaporis, before the cover of the orin, asher al ha'edus, that's on top of the luchos ha'edus, asher yivoy lecha shama, which will be the place that I will meet with you. The place I will meet with you will be on top of the kaporis. Why does the pasuk have to tell us two simonim, two signs? First of all, it was lifnei ha'paroiches, and then it said lifnei ha'kaporis. And Rashi explains, because lifnei ha'paroiches only tells me that it was outside in the oil ma'id. Lifnei ha'kaporis tells me that it should not be moved to the sides, to the north side or to the south side, but rather it shall be in the middle, opposite the kaporis, which is on top of the aron. V'hikter olav aron k'toyer samim. Baboiker, baboiker. Every morning, Aaron will smoke on top of this mizbeach the keteres made of spices. When he cleans out the lamps of the menorah every morning, that is when he will be makter and smoke the keteres. And again, in the afternoon, when Aaron will light the wicks of the menorah, then also he will be makter the keteres, half in the morning and half in the afternoon. Keteres tamid lefnei Hashem l'doris eichem, a keteres continuously before Hashem for your generations. Loisalu olav keteres zara. Now the pasuk is telling us what should not be put on top of this mizbeach keteres. Loisalu olav keteres zara. Do not bring your own keteres. Anytime you want to bring a keteres, you'll bring a keteres on this mizbeach. No. The only time you can bring a keteres is half in the morning and half in the afternoon. And any other voluntary keteres will be considered zara, a strange keteres. Ve'oila. Do not bring a carbon oila on top of this mizbeach, whether it's an animal or a bird. U'mincha. Don't bring a carbon mincha flower on top. Ve'nesech. Don't pour wine on top. Leisisku olav, you shall not pour. It is only meant for the keteres in the morning and the afternoon. No additional keteres, no oilas, minchas, or nusachim. V'chiper Aaron al kainoisav achas bashana. But there is one other time we used this mizbeach, to smear blood once a year on its karnoisav, on its corners. V'chipa Aaron al karnoisav, and Aaron will atone and smear blood on its corners. Achas bashona, once a year on Yom Kippur. Midam chatas akipurim, from the blood of the korban chatas of Yom Kippur, which means the par v'sa'ir of Yom Kippur. Achas bashona, once a year, yichapar olam. L'doriseichem, he will atone on this mizbeach for your generations. Kodesh kadoshim hu Lashem. This mizbeach is kodesh kadoshim and should only be used for these purposes, for the keteres in the morning and the afternoon, and for once a year putting blood of the chatas hakipurim on top of it. Let us go back on Rashi. So Rashi aleph miktar keteres lehalis olav kitur oshon, to bring up on it a pillar of smoke, samim of spices, because the keteres was made of 11 spices and it smoked up in a pillar when they placed it on the mizbeach Hazav, the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Esgagoy, you put gold also on its roof. Zehoy loigag. This Mizbeach had a roof, had a cover on top of it. Avo Mizbeach ha'oila loihoy loigag. But the outside Mizbeach, the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, did not have a roof. Elo memalim chaloli adoma b'chol chani yosom. They filled up the hollow space of this Mizbeach with earth whenever they camped. Zer Zav, Simon hu l'keser kuhuna. The golden crown around the Mizbeach HaKeteres was a simen for the keser, the crown of Kuhuna. Tzaloisav, you shall put it on the two tzaloisav. Kanu lashon zavios. Over here it means a corner. Although, in Parshas Truma there were times that Rashi said Tzela HaMishkan meant the side of the Mishkan, over here it has to mean the corner. Why? Kitagumai, like Targum says, it means corner. Levishenem al shnei tzidav. It has to mean a corner over here because the pasuk right afterwards says al shnei tzidav on the two sides. We can't have two words meaning the same thing. So it must be al shnei tzaloisav on the two corners, which are al shnei tzidav on the two sides. Al shnei zaviyosav shebet shnei tzidav on the two corners of the two sides. V'hoya maaseh hataboyis ha'ele. And these rings will be used lebatim levadim, for houses for the poles. Now here, the girsa has to be changed in order to make Rashi read well. We take out the word lechoil, as Rashi in the Saperstein Rashi art scroll takes out the word lakoil, and Rashi reads like this: lebatim levadim, bayis tia hatabas, a house the ring shall be lebad for the poles. The rings will be houses for the poles. That's what it means, lebatim levadim. Lefnei aparoiches, the mizbeach shall be in front of the parochas, and maybe shema toimar moshuch mikineged ha'orin letzafan oiladarum. Maybe you'll say that it will be moved over to the south or the north, to the sides of the mishkan. Talmud loimar. Therefore, the pasuk has to add lifnei hakaparis mechuvin kineged ha'orin mibachutz. It was opposite the orin in the middle, mibachutz, on the outside of the parochas, and he brought it half in the morning and half in the afternoon. Half in the morning behetivai, when he cleaned. Lashon nikoy, to clean. Habozichim, the cups. Shel menorah, of the menorah. Mideshin hapsilos, from the ashes of the wicks. Shenistifu balayla, that burnt at night. V'hoyem etivam b'chol boiker or boiker, and he used to clean them every morning. Haneros, he used to clean the neros. Zok Rashi, lutzish balaz. V'chein kol neros hamuris b'menorah, Every time it says Neiros by the menorah, it means lamps. Chutz mimakom she'nemar shom hala, except when it says over there a lashon of bringing up shehu lashon adloka, because then it means to light the wicks. Rashi is explaining that sometimes the word Neiros means the lamps, the cups that hold the wicks, and sometimes Neiros means the actual light, the actual flame. And Rashi says, when it's talking about Neiros plain, for example, in Pasuk Zion, when it says Beit Tivrias HaNeiros, when you will clean the Neiros, it means cleaning the lamps. But when it says the Lashon of the Halos, when it will go up, the flame will go up, like in Pasuk Ches, Uvahalos Aronis HaNeiros, it means when he will bring up the actual flame and light the wick. It does not mean the lamp. So Grashi Uvahalos, Kishriyad Likam Lahalos Levosam, when you will light them to bring up their flame, Yaktirena, you will bring the other half of the Keteris. B'chol Yoyim, every day, Pras Makter Shachris, Upras Makter Ben Harabayim. Half he smoked in the morning and half in the afternoon. Zagrashi Leisalu Olov, do not bring on it, Al Mizbeach Zeh, on this Mizbeach HaKeteris, Keteris Zorah, a strange Keteris, Shum Keteris Shal Nadava, any optional and any Keteris that is in Adava, Kulon Zoris Loi, are all considered strange, Chutz Mizu, except for this. These two are achiev, are obligatory. Masha Enkin, a Keteris Nadava, would be considered a Keteris Zara. Va'oila u'mincha, and do not bring v'loi oila u'mincha, not an oila nor a mincha. Oila shall behem of oif, and oila will be an animal or a bird. U'mincha he shall lechem, and the mincha will be made out of bread, out of flour. And all these should not be brought on the Mizbeach HaKeteris. V'chipa Aaron matan damim, and Aaron will atone through putting blood on the Mizbeach. Achas bashana b'yom kippurim, once a year on Yom Kippur. Hu shenem b'achrei mois, that's what it says in Parshas Achrei mois. V'yetzei el Mizbeach asher lefnei Hashem v'chipa olam. He will go out to the Mizbeach that is before Hashem, which is the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and he will be mechaper and put the blood on this Mizbeach. Chatas HaKippurim, from the blood of the Chatas HaKippurim, Heim Par V'Soril Shel Yom Kippur. These are the Par and the Soir, the bull and the goat of Yom Kippur. HaMechaper Mal Tumas Migdash U'Kedoshav, that atone for somebody who was Tame and entered the Migdash or ate Kachim. Kodesh Kodashim, this Mizbeach is Kodesh Kodashim, HaMizbeach Mekudesh Ledvarim Halolu Bilvad, the Mizbeach is holy only for these things, Veloi Le'avoida Acheres, but not for anything else.